Good morning, everyone. It's wonderful to see you all here this morning. I am going to be talking about home visiting, and particularly with an early Head Start program in Pittsburgh. I would like to acknowledge my colleague, Alina Bodea, who couldn't be here today. And so I want to share a little bit about what we know about home visiting to start off with. Home visiting, as we know from fields of public health, social work, and nursing, has been around for a very, very long time. But in the most recent history, in the 1970s, there was a lot of programs looking at the home visiting model as a way to deliver services. And then again in the 90s, there was a renewed interest in home visiting. And it was really noted that it was an important strategy to promote child development and well-being. And generally, the goals of home visiting, as we know, are to improve parenting skills, enhance child development, and prevent child abuse and neglect. Some of the other goals for home visiting are also to improve pregnancy and birth outcomes, to enhance maternal life course, employment and education issues to help parents around those issues, and to improve child health by promoting prevention, preventative health services, things like immunizations and encouraging people to attend well-baby checkups. You'll see some photographs throughout my presentation. I just want to acknowledge these are photographs taken by families that we were working with, and I'll tell you a little bit about our methodology, but as you go along, please notice the beautiful pictures and please know that they were taken by parents. So one of the things we know from the literature is that home visiting programs really vary widely in all that they do, their goals, the clients that they serve, the provider, the agencies, the activities. But some of the things, again, that we do know about home visiting is it's always in the home setting, or generally in the home setting. A trained provider is the person who is there working with families. And there's always a goal in which we're trying to achieve, and that is usually to improve the environment, to give families support, and build skills and knowledge. So there have been some evaluation studies around home visiting programs, but there's a great variability in the outcome, and particularly around settings. And this particular program was looking at what we wanted to do was have a really good understanding of one particular program and do a really up-close study and to just kind of describe what was happening in this program and think about what some of the significance of this program was. And so we're located in Pittsburgh, and we work with the local Early Head Start program. And that program has four service areas, two inner city and two in the greater area, sort of more industrialized suburban areas. This program has a long-standing home visiting model. They've been doing home visiting since their inception, and they're very, very committed to the home visiting model, and you'll learn a little bit about why. These programs are very well established in the communities. People know about these programs. Families refer other families to these programs, and in some communities, they're the only programs that exist. And this program is unique in that it has an infant mental health focus on the work that they do. Oops. And so our collaboration with them is this part of their continuous program improvement work. We've been involved with this program for 10 plus years, and the administrative staff and the program staff have been really actively engaged in collaborative research. They really liked having research partners, and they like participating in the research, which is unique and wonderful. And my group is primarily a qualitative research group, and they have a great appreciation for the qualitative methodology. So here were our goals in this particular study. We wanted to understand how home visiting programs, particular to this program, how they worked and how they impacted families. And we really wanted to take a look at what were some of the strengths, some of the challenges to the program, and what kinds of things do we need to think about in terms of improving home visiting for this particular program. So as I said before, we're a qualitative research group. We mostly do ethnographic work. And so for this particular study, we did four focus groups with the home visitors at each site. So each of the four sites had a series of two group interviews. And then we also did a focus group with the program staff of the agency. And then we did participant observation with five families. So we did anywhere from 5 to 8 visits with the home visitor with a particular family, looking at what they're doing with kids, how they're interacting with families, what kind of referrals are they making, what are the relationships, what's happening during the home visit, to get a really rich understanding of what's happening when the home visitor goes out. What we also did with these particular families is we did some short interviews with them along with the participant observation, but we gave them cameras and said, please document what home visiting means to you. Tell us through your pictures what's important. And then we sat down with families and discussed these pictures in length. So here's just a sample of some of the questions that we asked. Very open-ended, very broad questions. These are the questions that we asked to home visitors, but similar questions were asked to families. Okay. And so here's what we found, and we broke it into three major areas: how and why home visiting works, some of the benefits to home visiting, and some of the challenges to home visiting. So what we learned is that relationships are really the heart of home visiting work. Everything, at least in this particular program, revolved around relationships and relationship building and bonding with families. And that happened through shared respect, caring, concern, consistency, time, and tolerance. And we heard this both from families and from the home visitors in terms of their goal and their work. And one of the home visitors told us that their goal was to progress from being a stranger to being somehow embraced by this family and their world. Parents also told us that not only was it important for them to build this relationship with the home visitor, and then in turn, the home visitor helped them to build a relationship with their child, but it also was really key in helping the whole family build a relationship. And the woman that took this picture shared with me that for her, this picture meant building bonds, building the bonds between her children, which she thought that may not be there. She didn't really quite know how to do that before the home visiting program, but this program has really helped her to connect her children. And I thought that was really rich and powerful. And this is a family that I did the observations for, and it was really working. These kids loved each other, they played together, they took care of each other, and it was a really amazing thing. This particular program really serves families with their core families have very significant mental health issues, and they're families that are in crisis. So that's particular to this community. And the program and the families really see that having these strong bonds were really the best intervention that they could provide for families. And the home visitors really attempted to acknowledge and understand and incorporate the histories and past experiences of families, and acknowledge that how those ramifications of their histories really needs to be incorporated into their current work. And that helped them to be able to build meaningful and sustaining relationships with families, and helped them understand how those relationships impact how they are having relationships today with other people. What we learned also is that home visiting is most valuable because the program is located in communities, and that there is stuff happening in communities that really impact families, and that when the home visitor knows that, they can really sort of modify what they're doing to help address these kinds of issues. When there's violence in the communities and they don't want to take their children outside, rather than someone on the outside saying your child needs to get exercise, you need to go outside and play, be able to understand what the context is and say, let's figure out how to do something inside. Maybe it isn't safe to take your children outside. So how do we incorporate physical activity in doing stuff inside? Or how do we find ways for you to go outside your community to do things with your children? So the home visitor is constantly sort of attuning, reevaluating, reassessing how their work is done in relationship to the changing lives of families and communities, so really kind of reacting to what's happening there. And thinking to themselves, who am I to this family? What do I mean to this family? What do I need to do for this family? How do I work with this family? For parents, this program has allowed them to be active participants participants in their children's lives. One parent said to us, "I'd rather be involved than let somebody else do it," talking about childcare. "Like this, you are a part of it." And this is a parent who wasn't able to raise her first child. Situation was such that she didn't really have the skills or knowledge to do it, and now she's able to do it through the help of the visiting program. So one of the things we know is that home visiting programs or any other program is really most beneficial to people who are engaged, right? We know that they're the people who are going to benefit the most from the program. They're going to use the resources and check in with people and find the things that they need. And that's really important. But what we learned that this program is really critical for parents who are less engaged, and that these families otherwise would not get any voluntary services. And so home visitors were saying, you know, sometimes if I would knock on the door and someone would just open the door, maybe they wouldn't participate in any other way, but the fact that they were just opening the door was really important because they actually got a chance to at least be there and be a part of the family's lives and try to just be able to provide anything that they could during that visit. And so the home visits are really an opportunity to really build something where you can engage families and provide them with the resources that they need to create the change and life betterment. Thank you. So some of the benefits of home visiting that we learned is that it really, people talked about, both families and providers talked about, that this really equalizes the power balance in the relationships, and it gives families the opportunity to have more say in what's happening with their children and what's happening during the home visits and what they need and want. And one family talked a lot about the kind of balance between institutions and families, that she feels very, when she goes to an institution, she feels very disempowered. She feels very small, as she said, but when the home visitor comes, she feels like she has an equal relationship with that person. And there's a particular quote here from another parent who talked about when she would go for her mental health services, she would often feel belittled and like she couldn't really talk with people about what was going on, and that people who were professionals somehow seemed to her that they were much better than she was. And that what didn't happen when she had her home visits. And she was really able to engage with people, and she wasn't able to do that otherwise. So that was a very powerful statement from her. The other benefit of home visiting is that it is really enmeshed in people's daily lives. And so the program can create activities that work around people's schedules and what they're doing with their children, and being able to make suggestions that will fit into how they're living their lives. And that's really important. And I love this quote. One of the families said to me, "Me and my older daughter will be sitting there and we'll be talking about this particular home visitor. And she would say, "You got to make them sit down for 5 minutes." So we would do that. A lot of the things that she would help us with in the mornings during their home visit, it would carry out throughout the week until we'd see her again. So just as they were sitting there, you know, the home visitor would come to the house and they'd be sitting around in the same living room, right? And they were trying to make, the child was had a very hard time sitting still. And they were really practicing helping him sit for a while. And so just as they're in the same living room again, they could actually recreate the activity that the home visitor was doing. And it was just really incorporated into their daily lives. Her older children were able to be a part of this as well. And that wouldn't happen if they were at a center. And this is the child sitting with the home visitor. When I first started going out, they couldn't get him to sit for even a second. By the time I finished, he was able to sit through 2 or 3 books, which I think is really amazing. The parent was talking about how his patience has really grown through this process, and she feels like he's really doing a lot better than other 2-year-olds his age in his community. And she also feels like that these activities are really preparing him for school, so that when he gets to Head Start into kindergarten and throughout the rest of his school, he kind of have a sense of how to do this and what to do, and he'll be ahead of some of his other colleagues. The home visiting program really does allow a unique opportunity to assess and understand families, processes, dynamics, and situations, fully contextualize. And so really giving a more complete picture of the strengths and needs and possibilities for intervention. Home visitors gain an understanding of the family the child in the context of the family and the family in the context of the environment and the community. And I think that perspective is really important in being able to create interventions and make suggestions to families that are really going to work for them. And this is one of the other families talked a lot about how it was a convenient program. They came to her. She got everything that she needed. And she had several children. It was very hard for her to get out. And she was very fearful of the neighborhood in which she lived, so she often wouldn't go out anyhow. And so having all the things that she needed there come to her and be able to provide the services that she and her children needed was for her just the most wonderful thing. And also that mix of attention between the child and the family, so looking at both and understanding that change needs to happen on both sides to really fully empower the family. One of the other families told us that it would be really hectic for her if the program wasn't there, and she really wouldn't know what to do with her child. This is a parent who has some cognitive delays and who wasn't able to parent her first child, and now she's able to. And here's some pictures of her doing some things with her children that she's learned throughout her involvement in the program. Some of the challenges, there have been some policy changes, so parents need to be out of the home now much more often than they did before, so it's harder to kind of get to families. And that the everyday realities, families are juggling jobs, transportation, and childcare, and trying to participate in the program. So parents are tired, children are tired, there are fewer windows of opportunity for the visits. For home visitors, this constant embracing the struggles of the children in the community can really take its toll on you and your work. I mean, it's something that you need to be mindful of. And attempting to connect with families who are not easily engaged. That takes a lot of effort and a lot of wisdom and a lot of trial and error. And they're also confronted with the barrage of mental health issues experienced by families and children in kind of chaotic communities at some point. So these are some of the challenges. But I asked parents and home visitors, knowing all that you know, is it worth it? And overwhelmingly, they said yes. One parent said, I like it. It's great for my children. My children learned so much. And as you can see, there's some beautiful, happy children there. So thank you very much.